everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is Season 8, Episode 5, and we are all with you today. Hey, listen, if you want to hear us talk about The Last of Us. The Last of Us, The Festivus, and all the other shows that we're currently watching, we'll talk about them a little bit more in detail because we're all really into The Last of Us. Then simply go to patreon.com/TimAndrews, sign up at the $5 or above level, and you'll have access to watch our video recaps that Dustin edits so carefully and meticulously for us. They look really good. And
we're joined by a special guest this week.
Yeah, Pickle.
Pickle.
Pickle Swain, a.k.a. Neil Swain, who is also Steph's husband. And he played the game, and he has a lot of insight that, you know, those of us who are just television viewers of the series don't really understand. So,
and a good Nick Offerman impression.
Yeah, damn. He needs to do that
early.
But yeah, this we talk about the third episode. What was the name of that again?
A Long, Long Time.
A Long, Long Time. So really, it's just, you know, $5 a month, and you can be like our brand new $5 Patreon member, Patrick T. And he came on board. So that's three new people who have signed up to check this out. And
That's Patrick Topolsky. That's how you pronounce it. Topolsky? Topolsky?
Topolsky.
Kind of Polish. It's definitely a Polish name.
Ends in a ski, yeah, I would assume. So I interviewed the lead singer, or one of the lead singers of the Yacht Rock Review. And he has that really long name. And I couldn't tell if it was Italian or Greek, and it turns out it's Polish. So,
oh, really? What is it?
Well, pardon?
Well, how do you, can you, like, try to pronounce it?
Nisa Johnny? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I would have never, that sounds Bangladeshi.
It's not Bangladeshi. Anyhow, getting off track here, but yeah, so thank you, Patrick, for joining us, and you all can watch it over there. Or you can also become a Radio Labyrinth producer, entitling you to a t-shirt. We also have new stickers coming out that Jeff created, Sly Talk, and we can't wait to show those to you. In fact, you could probably pop it up here, Dustin, in the video and show everybody, because they'll be ready on the 8th. But at the producer level, you get a t-shirt. You also get you can pick from one of my drawings, and, you know, in the meantime, I'll send them to you once you come on board. So thank you to our $25 producer level people, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Mike D, Matt Carter, and that's it. So listen, just go again to patreon.com/TimAndrews to sign up, and also follow us on social media. Just put at Radio Labyrinth into your Google, or Radio Labyrinth, it'll show up. You can find all of them on our website, radiolabyrinth.com, which our friend Stu put together for us. And there's a great bio of an Asian lady on there that we're going to change eventually. But in any time,
I got to figure out how to change all that stuff. I'm working on it.
You figure out how to do that. But it's a very interesting tale this lady has in her.
I can only imagine.
Yes. What else? Real quick before we get going. Oh yeah, if you're watching the YouTube video, make sure you like, subscribe, and set the notification so you get that little ding to tell you that the show's ready to watch. And if you're a listener on Spotify, rate and review us there. We have a bunch of reviews going back 7 years on iTunes, but get those Spotify numbers up and or just, you know, tell us you love us a million times. Anyway, let's get started. Steph. Now last week, Jeff, he got a podcast hamstring injury, tore his hammy.
According to Twitter, I have sciatica, but my doctor didn't say anything about sciatica.
Yeah, your doctor wants to get you hooked on the pill.
It don't make as much money. Sciatica don't make as much money as a torn hamstring.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But Steph, now, she almost got killed. So let's hear about your latest accident. Were you watching TV? It all reminds me of that Dave Attell thing where he's talking about you can get a hernia. I get a hernia playing sports, because, you know, you could also get one if you take a shit too fast and the Simpsons theme comes up.
It was almost that lame. I'm working from home 2 days a week now. So I had my little lunch on my plate, and I got up and I turn around, and there's, like, of course, three dogs laying in the floor behind me, whatever.
And an Asian guy peeking through the window.
Always. There's always that. And to have, you know, there's a fourth dog who she was not in here. I assumed she was out in her crate in Neil's office or whatever. So I just get up and walk out of the guest room where I am working. You know how you do. You're not looking down. You're just walking. I've got the plate in my hand. This bitch is laying in the hallway in the dark, like just in a crevice between the rug and the wall. Like you would never know she was there, just laying there trying to hopefully assassinate someone. And so I come out, and of course I fall over top of her. She's screaming. I'm screaming. I fall. I hit the floor. The plate shatters. It goes everywhere, right? So the dogs are all freaked out. I'm laying there, and I'm like still trying to decide, am I broken? And she's screaming. I'm like, is she broken? I don't know what's going on. Then I hear crunching. I'm like, what the fuck is that? My other old piece of crap dog has taken a piece of plate, and he has it between his feet like a steak, and he's chewing this broken plate. So I have to hurry up and try and get this plate out of his mouth.
Meanwhile, Steph's boss is going, hey, Steph's mouse isn't moving at all. I'm going to have to pay her pay.
I had to clock out. I sent her a message. I said, I'm letting you know I'm clocking out because I just took an awful spill in the floor. I tripped over the dog. I've broken a plate. You know, my one dog tried to eat the plate.
Glasses.
And my fucking bitch boss, she just texts me back a picture of Leslie Knope rolling down the hill into that pit.
Nice.
What? Who else does this? Where we, you know, we work to pay to take care of these fucking things that are trying to kill us. I mean, it's unbelievable how many times she has almost killed us. It really is. But the fact this was total stealth shit. The way that she laid in that hallway and curved herself like she was just waiting, like, I know. I know she's going to come out at some point. And when she does, oh, yes.
She knew. She knew. Fucking bitch.
Oh, God, I was so mad. And I mean, that plate went everywhere. And I guess there was still some fake sausage smells on it. That's why Norman snatched it up and tried to eat it.
Dogs would be smart. I've given fake shit to the dogs and they just look at it.
Like, this stuff don't taste like sausage either.
Right. Like hand and peel an onion. Like, what do you want me to do with this? I'm like, eat this? Fucking onion.
Did you give Gil an onion?
No, I'm saying if I handed him something like that. The other day, I was trying to get him to eat a fig Newton. And today, he
should try the strawberry one.
No. He didn't want it. He didn't even want to touch it. No. Fish?
Did he want fish?
Well, he wants the goldfish. He doesn't want me to cook him a bass. Oh. He wants goldfish.
Goldfish. Yeah. The currency of that age. Yeah.
Coming up on this episode of the show, we have Sly talking it again. And a fun Sly talking is coming your way. So don't miss that. What is this, a radio show? Hey, go back after the commercial. Poker Face is an excellent show. I highly recommend it. I think it's the only thing on Peacock that I'm like, oh, I'm glad I have Peacock. Because it's really, really good. Unlike most everything that's on regular television, you know, I tried to continue watching the Night Court reboot and I'm not interested in continuing. And I just decided that I'm done. You know, I wish it were better, but I don't think it is. So I was talking with somebody like that Night Court, like when is NBC going to reboot Cheers, right? So I had an idea for Cheers, and I want to run it by you guys real quick, if you don't mind, because I think it'd be great to reboot Cheers.
Already sounds like blasphemy to me. This sounds like so much.
Oh, no. Here we go. You're going to love this, Steph. You're going to love this.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think you're going to love it either. Cheers is back. Ted Danson works at Sam. He works at a rehab center, and the bar goes up for sale. He sees it, and so he has money put away, and he buys the bar back again. So Sam runs the bar. He calls Diane, but she can't make it because she has Alzheimer's. Coach is back, but he's just a robot coach. It's like a shitty robot, but it's AI technology using to recreate the voice of the original coach. You have a mixed race girl playing Carla's sassy granddaughter. So, you know, pick any, pick your, take, you know, take your pick. Let's see. Niles and Daphne live in Boston. Norm and Cliff are married, and they make guest appearances on the show. The restaurant upstairs is an Indian joint run by a hot, you know, run by an Indian guy, and then Sam and the Indian guy fight all the time. And then the hot girl bartender that, you know, would replace Diane is trans. So there you go. That's what you got to get. That's what you got to work on and get that Cheers update going. I like Melissa Rauch. That's her name, right?
Yeah.
I can't watch that. I mean, it just makes me want to watch the original episode.
If they make your show, Tim, they can't call it Cheers. They'll have to call it Jeers.
There you go. Red Letter Media did a Mr. Plinkett on
that.
Oh, it's over. Yay. that's why Tim won't watch it anymore.
No, I came up with that before I watched that video. This was the other
day. I'm just done with reboots. I mean, we've all said it. It's almost cliche to say you're done with reboots at this point, but
All right, but what about King of the Hill?
Enough with the reboots.
King of the Hill is coming back. A reboot.
That's the original show coming back with most of the original characters. I mean, that's not the same thing.
Is it a reboot, or is it Bobby's older now, or is it just going to be like Bobby is a kid and it's 2000?
Nothing ever happened. Yeah.
It's just a continuation.
I don't know that I want to see Bobby. I don't want to see them in modern times. Although it might be funny. I don't know.
No, I would want it to be exactly the way it was. Leave the way it was.
Just no Lucky.
Yeah. Well, there's also no Luann.
Yeah. Right?
Unless they hire it.
They hire Autumn to do it.
She could do it.
So, I mean, if it's Judge, you know, in control of it and doing all of it, he's not one for bending his IP. So, I mean,
right.
I expect it to at least, you know, be his quality. And if those Beavis and Butthead shows were any indication, then yeah, I think he has the ability to do what he wants. It's whether or not he, after 20 years, is a different dude or not, which with Beavis and Butthead, I don't think he is.
As long as you got Hank, you got Bobby, you got Dale, Bill, Boomhauer, as long as I got them, Peggy, I'm good.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's also the fact that they are animated, like Beavis and Butthead. They don't have to change. They can stay the same.
It's never changed.
Yeah. But I'll take that. But no, any of these other shows where you're like, oh, now this is the granddaughter. Oh, now this is the something, something. No.
That's why I can't go on with that 90s show. You know, I appreciate what they're doing. I love Red and Kitty, but... And just okay, and
I hate it. What about the 80s show? That 80s show sucked. I mean, why are we doing a 90s show? Because the 80s one was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's good enough for the generation. I hope, you know, if this generation is able to enjoy the 90s show as much as we enjoyed the 70s show, then so be it. But you know, because I don't have to support it 100%.
There is a show on Freevee, and it's about the Have you ever heard of that little pop duo, Tegan and Sarah?
Yeah, the sisters.
Yeah.
It's about their beginnings, and it takes place in Canada in the mid 90s. And it's super 90s nostalgic. It's all the music, it's everything. And it's, you know, the two of them, you know, one of them figuring out that she's gay, and then how they start playing music together and all that. It's an original show set in the 90s. It's not that hard to do.
You don't need to bring back IP from that era.
No, and it has all the feels from it. I'm watching it. They're playing all the music, the clothes, all of it.
Yeah, it was nostalgic, but most of the stuff from the 90s, like television-wise, I mean, it sucked, really. I mean, it has nostalgia to it, but, I mean, it was still like a modern Saved by the Bell most of the time.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of great stuff in the 90s. Not
like the 80s. No, not like
SNL in the 90s. That was good.
Yes.
Yeah, I loved SNL. That's the last era I enjoyed it. Well, all the way to 2010, maybe.
The 90s was more of a movie decade.
Yes. It really was. Hey, we gotta talk to Sylvester Stallone. He's getting antsy. He's like, oh, I'm punching into fish. No, but before we get to Sylvester Stallone, we got to say goodbye to Cindy Williams, who was, I guess, pretty much just known as being Shirley on Laverne and Shirley. And when she died the other day, I was like, racking my brain trying to think of, well, what was my favorite Laverne and Shirley scene with Shirley? Or what was this? Or what was my favorite episode? And I can't remember anything about Laverne and Shirley except for certain scenes like Lenny.
Boo Boo Kitty.
Well, I know she had the cat, Boo Boo Kitty, and things like that. And she was the good girl. And Laverne was like, I'll go out and fuck everybody. But I couldn't really piece together. And I remember more about Cindy Williams being in American Graffiti, which was a George Lucas movie, really kind of set the stage for Happy Days and stuff like that, but for 50s nostalgia, early 60s nostalgia. And she was really good in that. And what did she do after Laverne and Shirley? I don't know. She was recently doing some stuff with other people on TV and on social media, but she passed away. She had a short illness that took her. Now they could work on a reboot with them in heaven if they have a TV better.
They'll call it Schlemiel Schlemizo.
Yeah, Schlemiel Schlemizo. They could redo Laverne and Shirley, set it in the 80s. It could be their kid. No, don't do it. And also, rest in peace, Lisa Loring, who was the original Wednesday Addams on the original Addams Family show. And so she was the one that's responsible for causing girls in the 80s and 90s to dress like Wednesday Addams.
Mm-hmm.
Before Christina Ricci. So Christina Ricci, the second Wednesday, and now you have, what's this woman's name?
Jenna Ortega.
Jenna Ortega.
So she's carrying the baton well.
I want to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza and Euro. They're our longtime sponsor, and I'm doing this voice, and I'm sorry, it don't mean nothing. It's just how I feel like talking. And thank you to Mike Hall and everybody who works at the restaurant, because they're nice people and they make good food. Please join Atlanta Pizza and Euro for their weekly Tuesday night team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And also enjoy more than 40 domestic and local craft beers to choose from, with 15 of them currently on tap, which means they're fresh. And they have some of the best food in East Metro Atlanta, if not the best. It's no surprise they are your favorite family-owned restaurant. If you're a business or corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please call Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Euro by dialing or pressing them buttons 770-483-6228. Always remember that Atlanta Pizza and Euro loves serving their local community of Conyers, Covington, and East Metro Atlanta, and would love to thank them for all their continued support and business throughout the years. Open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m. and on Saturday from 12 to 9. They are closed on the Lord's Day, which is Sunday for most people. I think some people. Anyway, don't worry about it.
It's time for my talking. Ain't telling you lies.
Do
I see Sly Stallone? I see Sly Stallone.
I'm wondering, do you charge them by the word with that?
Yes. Do you want to do the ads?
Holy shit.
Sly, you don't do commercials, do you? I've never seen you do commercials.
I don't read too good, you know.
Oh, you have scripts. I guess you must have a photogenic memory and you're able to read scripts.
No, I just have somebody tell me what to say and I try to say it back, you know.
Well, on this episode of Sly Talking, you're going to be doing some reading because you have for us scenes that you've cut out of movies that you auditioned for but didn't get the parts. Am I right about that?
Yeah, some of them are big, you know, that it hurts sometimes, but, you know, it's still a subject, but, you know, I'll do it for you. I'll pull back the, put the scab for you guys, you know.
Jeff made a sticker, a Sly Talking sticker, so I'll make sure to send you some.
I'll be happy to receive a sticker from you guys. I like that real much. Yeah, I think it'd be great.
You put it on your car, maybe? What kind of car do you drive?
Well, I got a lot of cars.
If you're going to, like, Ralph's or something, what kind of car would you get into to go to Ralph's?
I got a nice black and gold Lamborghini I like to, you know, to tool around in from time to time.
go to the grocery store, waste $40 worth of gas.
Yeah, yeah. Grab some, you know, feminine like projects for the lady girls that on my house, you know.
The lady girl?
Yeah, you know.
Got a house full of daughters.
Yeah.
I do. Thank you for reminding me.
So we're going to try to guess. I guess how we'll do it is what? Just say your name and we'll guess.
Everyone just yell.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Here's the first one that this is a sore subject, and there's a story behind it afterward. I can talk about it if you want. All right. Here we go. How do you do? I see you met my faithful handyman. It's a little brought down because the way you knocked, you thought you were the candy man, you know? Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by a cover, you know? I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night, I'm one of those.
Go ahead.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You
tried out for Frankenfurter.
And I got upset. I took the name Rocky, you know? They pissed me off. Right? I'm taking your name, you know.
Meet transvestites in Philadelphia.
From just down the block, you know. All right, here's another one. Very good. Boys, you must strive to find your own voice because, you know, the longer you wait to begin, the less likely you are to find it at all. Thoreau said, men lead lives of quiet desperation. Don't be resigned to do that. Break out.
Tim, the Dead Poets Society.
There you got it. Very good.
Wow.
That would have been really hard for you to do that.
I can't.
Yeah.
Like
I was going to rewrite it, you know. I was going to have a little different. That I was going to make the poets dead in that.
Just move them around.
That's the problem. They gave me the script. I rewrote. I gave it back to them, and they said no. They went a different direction than I thought I would go. So,
is it the way the kid gets on the desk and he says, "Oh, Cobra, my Cobra"?
That's right. And then I shoot him in the knees.
Also, you know, you shoot Kurtwood Smith for being a bad dad.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
Yes, he was.
Then later on, and the kid goes on out of house and becomes a doctor. It was kind of good. Here's another one. You have to leave now and never come back here. Have you ever heard of insect politics? Neither have I. Insects don't have politics. You know, they're very brutal. No compassion, no compromise. We can't trust the insect. I'd like to become the first insect politician. You know, I'd like to do that, but I'm afraid.
Jeff.
Go ahead.
Fly? Is it the fly?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I was going to say Starship Troopers.
I want to be the brindle fly. They said, no, thank you. That one, too.
No, we need Jeff Goldblum.
Here's another one. I got a lot of them.
All right.
A lot of people said no to the stallion. I don't want to say that.
You would have been great.
Your shower shoes have fungus on them. You'll never make it in the bigs with fungus on your shower shoes, you know. You got to think classy, and you'll be classy. You win 20 in the show, you can let fungus grow on your shower shoes. And the press will think you're colorful until you win 20 in the show. You're just a slob.
Steph. Boulder.
Yeah, Boulder. You go, yeah. That's it.
I really feel like that role you could have pulled off.
Yeah,
that one I feel like you got robbed.
Yeah, I know.
Susan Sarandon, though, she wasn't your type, right? If they had had Brigitte Nielsen.
Oh, Yeah. She kicked my ass in that one, too. Hey, here's another one. This is a good one here. Hey, you guys are doing very good. I'm very proud of you all. All right. Tell Victor that Ramon, the fella he met about a week ago, tell him Ramon went to the clinic today and found out that I have herpes simplex 10. And I think Victor should go get himself checked out with his physician, you know, to make sure everything's fine before, you know, things start falling off that man.
Beverly Hills Cop.
That's right. Yeah. And you know, it's funny. That's another one that they sent me the script and I rewrote it and sent it back to them. And they said no.
You were supposed to play that character. Were you?
That's right. And I rewrote the script.
Turned it into Cobra. You know, you did a movie with Victor Maitland.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, Rambo 3, Back to Afghanistan or something.
Yeah, he still had that thing on the forehead.
Yeah, the big mall.
Yeah, I was like, you need to get that taken care of. Yeah, look at that. That's not a good look.
Sylvester, thank you so much, man. This is a fun game. You have more?
I got one or two more if you want to hear it.
Oh, please.
This one, I had to try to get into the character. So, okay, here we go. Ready? As a woman, and just as proud to be a woman as she ever was, for I am not Emily Kimberly, the daughter of Dwayne, and I'm the Kimberly. No, I'm not. I'm Edward Kimberly, and the reckless brother of my sister, Althea, Edward Kimberly, who has finally vindicated his sister's good name. That's me. I'm Edward Kimberly, and I'm not mentally ill, but proud and lucky to be strong enough to be, the woman that was the best part of my manhood and the best part of myself.
That's a Tootsie. Tootsie Sylvester is one of my favorite films. I don't know that I would have liked it as much were you in it. Not that I don't like you, but I think that definitely was a Dustin Hoffman role.
I agreed with that one, I tried.
You tried.
Yeah, what was the cop one that you did in the 70s?
Nighthawk?
Oh, yeah, Nighthawk. I had a nice beard on that one. I like my beard in that.
Billy D. Williams, right?
He had that mustache, you know. It was a facial hair type of thing there.
What was Rutger Hauer like?
You know, he was a strange guy. He scared a lot of people. He would you'd ask him a question, he'd just stare at you. And then eat something. And it was very unnerving, you know, because I'm like, where'd you get the food? it wasn't in your hand a minute ago.
I guess that's why they picked him to play the hitcher.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good. That was another one. But I rewrote that one, and I was the driver, and they wanted a hitchhiker. I didn't want to be a hitchhiker. I wanted to be a driver.
You wanted to be a truck. That's where over the top.
Over the top, yeah. That and cocaine, and then, you know.
Jim wins. It's rigged. James rigged.
Oh, yeah, like the NFL, it's rigged. That was funny. And, of course, let's pull back the mask and reveal Sylvester Stallone as portrayed by Mark Schrankel. Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
How are you doing this week, man? Yeah, dude, that was great.
Doing all right. I was supposed to have surgery yesterday, and they canceled it because my health insurance hadn't authorized the surgery yet. They had it. They had all the information, but they said, well, it takes 15 days. And I said, well, do you have it? And I said, yeah. I said, is it going to be improved? And they're like, probably. And I was like, you can't approve it? it takes 15 days.
Well, we're glad you got the reprieve from going under the knife and were able to join us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. And the great thing is that I can bring you over to him.
Oh, dude, that's amazing.
Wow.
Look at that.
He's got the abs.
And the glove. I love it.
That's awesome.
You think you could get me on your reality show?
I'm pretty real. Look at that. That's as real as it gets right there. So I ordered some boxing trunks for him. Somebody on Etsy makes it, and they're going to put, like, Sly on it.
It
made it where the gloves can come off, and then I can put hands on, so, like, I can, like, put him in different clothes. I think I'm going to make, like, a Rambo wig and stuff. And do different stuff.
Stallone wardrobe.
Yeah, I'm going to follow them.
Is there anything you can plug that we can plug? We want to make sure that we're taking care of you, man, because this segment's so much fun and people are loving it and we all love it. So
if anybody's up on Long Island on April 23rd, we're having a show at the brokerage in Belmore. It's an afternoon with Shauna and us, and Shauna gets up and talks, and we have a puppet show and Q&A and then a meet and greet. That's on the 23rd, and everything else, whobuddies.com, that's where my puppets are. Go to Discovery Plus and watch it. Just binge watch it. I am Shauna Ray.
Both things, right? They're both available to binge watch.
Yeah, they're both available right now. There's inside the episode for each one of the episodes for season two. We recorded like little things about the deleted scenes, which actually were the ones we like best, you know. There's a scene where we went to defense classes, like self-defense classes.
Oh, cool.
And the guy's teaching us, and he was like showing like, I don't know. He had like a ball, like a dodgeball. And he was trying to show like, you know, how forceful it can be if he's like here or there. And he took the ball and whipped it against the wall, and it bounced off and smacked Riley right in the head. And I mean, you could see it was going to happen. She's just like watching it come right at her. She didn't duck. She didn't flinch. Just smack. And that's on the deleted scenes that didn't make it into the show, which is a shame because, you know, I thought that should have made it in the show. The other thing that didn't make it in the show, and it's not in the deleted scenes either. When Shauna and Tommy went on their date to that diner, and Riley and I went in there, a lot of people wonder why we were there. It's because I was her ride. I'd have to drive 2 hours back just to come back and get her. And so we went, and everybody thought we were eavesdropping on them. And we were at the table, and you know, this is a discussion that anybody can have. We started arguing over straws. Do they have one hole or two?
Oh, two, right? Well, top and bottom. It's one hole.
It's one continuous hole.
But
that's the thing. Everybody at the counter, we started talking about it. Riley's in the two hole camp. I was in the one hole camp.
I'm a two.
I looked it up and fit. Well, you know, hey, everybody needs a hobby. Physicists say it's one hole.
Okay.
But that's what we were talking about the whole time. we didn't give a shit what they're talking about.
Right.
I don't know how like she handles the way people are about. I think it's amazing that she just rolls with it as far as like New York Post article and just, all that kind of stuff. Like, she just seems to be able to deal with it. I would have a hard time handling it. I guess she's just tough. She's just like leather at this point.
And you seem like you handle it very well. I love the way you school a lot of those people with logical answers to those type of questions.
Yeah, I mean, one of the main things that people kept going on about was Dan. You know, they kept saying, "Well, you're a pedophile." And the thing is that pedophilia isn't about the size of the person; it's about the age.
Right.
It's about corrupting an innocent mind.
And how TLC let a pedophile on the show? There's no way that would happen.
Yeah. Well, not for long.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think that people realize just how small Shauna is. You know, like I saw a lot of comments about people saying, you know, why isn't she using, you know, foot controls, you know, pedal extenders instead of, you know, hand control. And, you know, I told one person, I was like, she went to a guy that's been doing this for 20 years and he said she needs hand controls. We're not going to question the expert.
Right.
You know, they're like, well, these people do these. There's another show on TLC. It's called The Seven Little Johnstons. And, you know, people like to compare Shauna to them a lot. And they're all taller than her.
Wow.
They're all at least, I think the shortest one is at least 3 inches taller than her. You know, Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, he's taller than her. You know, and she only weighs 50 pounds soaking wet.
Wow.
You know, she only weighs 50 pounds, and that's on a good day. You know, she keeps saying she weighs 50. Yeah, you know, she weighs probably 45 pounds. I could lift her up with one arm and throw her. You know,
don't do
people that. Just don't. Oh, I've done it.
Cool.
But, you know, but I'm allowed, isn't it?
Yeah.
They just don't understand that, you know, they're like, she's an adult. She's got to do this. You know, I mean, you know, a larger toddler could pick her up and run off with her. You know, it wouldn't take much. Well, if you read a lot of these comments, they're like, you know, she needs to find somebody her size. She needs to do this. She needs to do that. You know, it's like the only people that are her size are toddlers. You know,
people think they can weigh in. They know everything anyway. You know, I know what's.
Yeah,
it's. I don't know.
Yeah,
but also it's crazy. Also, the overwhelming support for her, and you know, the repeating of those type comments that combat all of those definitely outweigh, you know, all of
yeah.
the
derogatory ones
for sure.
Yeah, I think that the most that people, and I think it's just again because of her size, that most people say, oh, you know, she's immature. She you know, she's throwing temper tantrums. Number one, if I was stuck at that size, I don't think I'd be, you know, a cheerful, happy person. I think that anybody that said, you know, looked at me cross-eyed, I would go off on them. You know, she has every right to be, you know, pissed at the world.
Yeah.
She's not, you know, but, you know, when people like, you know, rolling her eyes because somebody's questioning her. When you're 23 and you sit down for dinner and they give you the crayons and the sipping cup, kind of piss you off, you know, or if you go somewhere. If you go to a pharmacy and you're doing stuff and you walk out, you know, or you're trying to walk out and the workers stop you and say that you can't leave until your mommy and daddy show up, even after you show them your driver's license and your tattoos and everything else, that's going to get tiring. And it's scary because, you know, what if she lived in California by herself?
Right.
How is she going how is she going to leave? These people, you know, they just, I understand that they think they're doing the right thing. They think that they're trying to be helpful, but then that's why we're doing the show, you know, because, you know, Shauna wants to get the story out there. She wants, you know, cause there aren't a lot of people like Shauna out there. I've been around 56 years and she's the only one I've ever seen that looks like a child, but they're an adult.
Do you keep, I mean, I would make sure that Shauna was like strapped knew how to use, like, I don't even know. Like, at all times, she's got, like, a 9 in her back.
Yeah. Shauna had asked me quite a few times if she could go to a firing range. And I'm like, sure. And I told the production company, I said, Shauna wants to go to a firing range. Do you want to follow along? They said, no, but we'll take her to a self-defense class. You know, and that's great. But the thing is that if somebody wants to take her, she can kick and scream all she wants. They're going to take her.
Mm-hmm. He's a bunch of she's a girl. She's not to attack her.
Yeah.
No. Mark, thank you again for
thank you.
Put your cameo too, because you and Patty are doing some great cameo.
Oh yeah, stuff. Yeah. Patty and I, the whole family's on cameo, and we're still anytime somebody orders a cameo from us, the money is going to polio, because Jesse's mother passed away recently from complications because she had polio when she was younger, and so we were doing that for Jesse. I mean, Shauna, she just donated over $3,000.
Oh.
She gets a lot of cameo requests.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
She needed a charity, BarkvilleDogRescue.org.
You know, in fact, if you get me in, because that Riley and Shauna both are very big into that stuff, so get me that information and we can do stuff.
Totally. You offer your Stallone voice on your cameo?
I'll do it if you want.
With the puppet. I can't wait to the puppet.
Yeah. We'll do a cameo just for the Stallone puppet.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
It was kind of interesting trying to do Stallone, trying to do Tootsie.
That was great.
That was great.
Thanks.
Hopefully you join us next week.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you want me, I'm here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm always ready. I think he'll be ready this next week.
All right.
We'll be ready to go.
Nice.
Thanks, Mark.
Guys.
Bye.
Yeah, see you guys later.
See you, man.
Hey, we'll be right back. You have commercial or residential construction printing needs? Sure, we all do. Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005. With fast turnaround and affordable prices, call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com and tell Brett you heard it here and thank him for supporting Radio Labyrinth. Now back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
News.
Yeah, last week was Poker Face, Kunk on Earth, and The Ark, which The Ark starts tonight as we're recording. So
yeah,
that was a mistake on my part, but. Out of those, I only watched Poker Face, and I watched all of them.
I watched Poker Face and just the first one, but I'm going to watch all of them because it's a good show.
This week, number one is History's Greatest of All Time with Peyton Manning. That starts on February 6th.
That's a view.
Yeah, Peyton Manning hosting the show is not just about football. It's about the greatest everything of all time.
Cool. I like him. He's very funny.
I'm going to watch it. I think it looks good.
What's that on?
History Channel.
Okay.
And number two, South Park comes back next week.
Oh, hell yeah.
Actual That's episode.
From everybody.
Season 26, right?
Yeah.
Not just a movie? No, it's a season. But you know, the way they've been doing seasons is what? It's like 6 episodes?
Yeah.
More sounds.
And number three is on National Geographic. It's The Titanic 25 years later with James Cameron.
He's going to say that he faked the whole thing.
Yeah. I think they're doing like some Mythbusters thing where they're talking about like Jack being able to get on the door and like,
yeah. Oh, he's going to finally dispel like that myth.
Yeah.
That's a snooze for me.
Yeah. If you like Titanic and you like James Cameron, it might be worth watching, but it's probably going to be a views for me just because I want to see what happens.
All right. Before we wrap up, let's do our staff picks real quick. And then Steph has another word about Barkville. And I'll do my staff pick real quick. 30 for 30, the Bullies of Baltimore, February 5th on ESPN. Jeff Leboeuf probably won't want to watch this series because we know what happened at the end of that season. But is the dominant Baltimore defense that got them to a Super Bowl, probably the best defense in our lifetimes, Baltimore Ravens.
Murderers.
Murderers Row. They weren't murderers. It just happened to murder Kerry Collins in the first 2 minutes of that Super Bowl, and it was over. Jeff left and went home. I remember it well, and we've all been there. But, hey, your team beat Tom Brady twice, so don't be too upset about it. But I'm going to watch it because I thought that was a fascinating season.
All those 30s are good.
Like, yeah, that's it for Tom Brady, finally. He's finally done.
Thank God. Yeah. Threw that marriage away for one more shitty season. I wanted him to go to San Francisco and get his ass kicked all season.
Yeah, I mean, just like he couldn't just be happy with going out on top, winning one more Super Bowl with a team after getting traded. He had to keep on pushing it.
Yep. Yeah. He cemented his persona into history right there with that.
I don't know, though. If I was ever as good at anything as he was at football, I can imagine it would be hard to walk away from.
Yeah.
But he's got a guaranteed multi-million dollar contract with Fox. I would take that and just go.
Yeah, sure. But I'm not competitive. Are you?
No.
That's what I'm saying. We don't have that. We just don't. That's why we're doing this shit.
When I'm faced with competition, my default is, why even try?
That's the same here. I'm like, fuck this. This is hard.
Yeah. But yet we've done this for 7 years.
Well, I mean, this isn't hard, though. If it was hard, we wouldn't do it.
That's funny. It's what my wife said. Let's see.
I'm going to fold it in there.
My staff pick is an audiobook come out this week called Earthside by Dennis E. Taylor. He's the same guy that wrote the Bobbiverse books, and this might not reach to a large part of our audience, but those of you that like audiobooks, it's read by Ray Porter, which is probably now, my second favorite narrator for any audiobook. And it's a good, it's ending of a series that he started when he first got the deal for the Bobbiverse books. And once they became, a phenomenon in the sci-fi literature world. So it's neat to see the second half of a story written by a successful, confident author. And the first one was a very struggling, working his day job, writing at night kind of author. So it's neat to see how the story's going to finish up with a different flair to it. So I'm excited about that. And it comes out on Tuesday.
That's cool. I'm going to check that out. I'm reading Roadkill right now or listening to it.
You like it?
Yeah. It's good so far. I'm about halfway through.
I need a new audiobook. I downloaded one and it's narrated so poorly and spastically that I'm disappointed. I can't keep going. But anyway, sorry to interrupt.
My staff pick was something none of you guys are going to watch. This is one of my chick shows. This is
Badge,
you.
Badge Penley.
I'll be watching it because Caitlin watches it. So.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so you'll have to watch it. Yeah, season 4 starts February 9th on Netflix, and that's my staff pick.
Jeff?
Mine is Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Just hit Disney Plus today as we're recording.
Yeah,
I did not get a chance to see it in the theater, so I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, me too.
Angela Bassett nominated for an Academy Award.
Yeah.
All right, Steph, what's going on with Barkville?
Two chances to see us this weekend. Saturday, you can come out to the PetSmart in Alpharetta. We'll be there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with our mutts. We had a really good turnout last week. And we actually had a brother-sister duo, Chewy and Daisy, so wonderful. They were about to be put down at a rural shelter, Barkville. We got this wonderful lady who decided to foster both of them. She fostered them both, brought them to two events. They got adopted together just this past week. So there was that was a really big success story because there's just been so many dogs getting put down. It's so bad right now. Like every shelter in Georgia, we're losing dogs left and right just because, and cats. I can't even keep up with the cats. The cat people, I'm surprised they just don't blow their brains out like constantly. But anyway.
That's on the way over here.
Well, join the whole rest of the state.
Yeah, all the news stories I see are either large amounts being put down or large amounts being rescued all at one time. Yeah.
I mean, there's only so many you can save. There just really is at this point because there's just too many of them. But anyway, so you could see us Saturday at the PetSmart in Alpharetta from 11 to 2 or the first caffeine and octane of February. It'll be this Sunday. Come on out to Kennesaw and hit us up at the Caffeine and Octane. We'll have a booth set up. I have not been there yet. Whenever it was at Perimeter, I would go all the time. But freaking Kennesaw, man.
It's a haul, man.
It's a haul. But I know a lot of you guys, you know, people that listen, they live on the other side, maybe.
You did a little bike while you're up there.
Yeah.
Yes. Tim Allen, he doesn't give a shit. He loves cars, so he'll drive his ass from Conyers to Kennesaw. Mm-hmm. He don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you can see both of those places, and we'd appreciate it. And if you want to foster, you want to adopt, you want to donate, you want to volunteer, go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org. Woof.
Thank you, Steph. And if you're, like Steph said, if you don't live in the market and you can't support us that way, support us in the way that Steph just mentioned. Steph and I are going to be going to the ATL Comic Convention. Lots of people on that list. That's only a couple of weeks away, but we're going to go down on a Saturday and meet people and talk to people. So if you see us there, say hello. I'll bring some stickers with me because I'll have them by then. And if you see us, boom, you get a sticker. I think we should talk more about that next week too. Until that time, guys, I think I'm out of gas. Oh, I'm not. I've been farting for the last 15 minutes. Thank you, guys. Another fun show. And if you're out there listening, thank you very much. If you're out there watching, thank you very much. Everybody works really hard. Dustin works really hard on the show, too. Does a great job on the YouTube page. So please like and subscribe, even if you're just a listener. Go to the YouTube page, subscribe, like the videos, and you know, we'll keep bringing you fun stuff. Thanks again to Mark. From I Am Sean Array for his awesome Stallone, and I can't wait to see that puppet next week. So until that time, please remember to
keep it
in.